Hello, Kim.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. You just said off the air you have good news.
I do have some good news. I have some quite astonishing, amazing news, actually.
Okay.
So my sister Karen Clark had, obviously, as you know, had cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, and the surgeon said almost unsurvivable brain scans, the worst he's ever seen, and significant blood clots. Two brain surgeries, and they said, you know, the last shot is 5 days of clexane injections to try and see if there can be any improvement. And the MRI results were either going to be amazing or catastrophic or some slight improvement. And they rang up and a couple of days ago and said that her MRI results were 1,000 times better than what they could ever have conceived possible.
Wow.
And that the surgeon actually used the words miracle. He said he cannot even explain or comprehend himself how her results were so amazing. And we all collapsed back on our hotel room beds and started, you know, crying in disbelief. Yeah. And then they followed that up with the most unexpected thing was, so we decided to remove her sedation, extubate her. We've removed her breathing tube and she's asking for her husband. It was absolutely unbelievable.
What an amazing turnaround in the last couple of days.
Just, it was completely, completely unexpected. And we were told several times by the surgeon that, you know, he did not expect her to survive. We had to hear that. But we all tried so hard to just, we were positive the whole time and strong the whole time. And we spent 10 days reading her every message that ever was sent, every text, every message, every email, every comment on every donation to support. Like, we made a huge big photo wall in her ICU room and we talked through every photo to all the nurses so that they knew who she was, and she heard all those stories and she just was completely surrounded by just love and support. And it was it's unbelievable, and the shock that we feel even is just indescribable. But however, in saying that, we still have to be very cautious.
You've got to be realistic, yeah.
Really realistic and gentle. And the fact is that her brain scans still show, you know, significant blood clots. So yeah, she still has blood clots in her brain, and she still is going to be on medication for the rest of her life, and she still has a lot of rehab to get through, you know, learning, you know, how to walk properly, and, you know, how to, she does have some good movement in all four of her limbs. But in her favour, you know, they said if the clots were in and strokes were in her arteries, it would not be rehabilitative, but because they were in her veins, a lot of the damage is able to be almost fully rehabilitated, no matter how long it takes, if it's in your veins. And if the weakness, if you happen to have weakness on your left side because of what was impacting the right side of your brain, then that's more able to be rehabilitated as well. And luckily enough, her damage is on the right side, her weakness is on the left side of her body, so that's more easily able to be rehabilitated than if it had been the other way around. So she's just been very, very, very lucky, I think, in so many ways. The skill of the surgeon, all the support and that she's had, and bit by bit, she's going to come back to the Kaz that we know and love. And she's got it. She's, you know, she's obviously just sort of whispering. It's quite hoarse because of the intubation and everything, but
yeah,
she's whispering funny little cheeky things, like they're Kaz things that she's saying. So we know that her personality is intact, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
How's her daughter Harper?
Overjoyed. She's now saying things like, oh, my mum's not going to die. Like, my mum, I thought my mum was going to die, and she's not going to die. And it's pretty emotional. And she was so brave the whole time. And it was just a real, she never said anything like that for the 10 days, you know, you know, however long that Renette Kaz was in the coma. She never said anything like that. And it was only when she came out, Karen came out of the coma, that we realised, oh my God, this poor little thing has been thinking this all this time. We've done our best to occupy her, make her happy, which, you know, we did. But in her brain, she was just thinking, my mum's going to die.
Yeah.
But she's not. She's she's going to be okay, and it'll be a road ahead of rehab, but that's okay. We can manage that.
Have they scheduled some more surgery or what?
No. They're just going to keep her on clexane injections for the rest of her pregnancy. Just, you know, see how things... She'll then be on blood thinners for the rest of her life.
When's her baby due?
Her baby's actually due on the 28th of December, which is actually Karen's birthday.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so that's very exciting for the... Well, it's scary, but it's exciting for our family. It's a much more positive outlook than what it was 10 days ago, that's for sure.
That's brilliant. I'm so happy for you. Most importantly, I'm happy for little Harper. That's, that's a lot for a kid to deal with, and she's got some positive news, and she's able to talk to her mum for the first time in a while. So that's brilliant.
Yep.
All right, now onto the GoFundMe page. I was on it, and last I saw it was about 27,000, I think, 28,000.
To be honest, the last couple of days I have been so confused being there for Kaz and, you know, because obviously when you wake from a coma, it's quite difficult. Like, it's a couple of days of readjusting to, you know, breathing and things like that. And so I haven't checked it, but I do want to say thank you so much to everyone. It's going to enable their family to just properly be together for the months of rehabilitation and to be able to purchase Karen. She needs a new bed. She will need probably a hospital bed or at least, you know, a new bed, a new mattress that's high off the ground so that she can easily get in and out. And just... we don't have to worry about the things that will be needed to take care of her.
Someone donated $1,000. I mean, that's just...
phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. And I think there might have even been an anonymous $1,000. But to those people, like, the generosity, it made us... every single one made us cry. And in a weird way, the GoFundMe was just a distraction as well, something to be able to... you know, check and look at, and we're all having these conversations. Oh, so and so and so and so. Oh, aren't they wonderful? Like, it just made us feel so much better.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. I'll let you get back to it. I appreciate you calling through and giving us the update, and that's great news.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your support. I know Dion particularly mentioned to say thank you to you, Darren. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll give you a call back in a week or so and see how we're going. Yeah.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
See you, Kim.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.